The Marshall Islands has ratified a United Nations agreement to fight illegal fishing. This is the first binding international agreement to specifically target IUU, or illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, by preventing foreign vessels from using ports and trading in illegally caught fish. I spoke with the Chief Fisheries Officer, Bo Bigler, who says the agreement on port state measures has been a long time coming.
We believe that the work that we've been doing for the past few years, and at least a few years before COVID, have prepared us to be on par, or if not beyond, the PSMA. So we feel that it's the right time for us to sign on to the PSMA.
Since the early 2010s, the Marshall Islands capital, Majuro, has developed into the busiest tuna transshipment port in the world, with hundreds of transshipments of tuna from purse seiners to carrier vessels for later shipment to canneries worldwide. Mr. Bigler says while illegal fishing hasn't been a major issue in recent times, it still needs to be carefully monitored.
We do have a lot of traffic coming in and out of our port, and most of the vessels are fishing elsewhere, so we do play a big role in that aspect of the fishery.
The agreement outlines the requirements that foreign vessels must comply when entering ports. Mr. Bigler says the agreement will be beneficial to the Marshall Islands.
Yeah, there are many requirements and mechanisms within it that require information about vessels using our port, and more so, you know, two-way communications with flag states and other parties, such as coastal states and other RFMOs. But I think what it does for us is, you know, bind us to a group and an arrangement and agreement that does strengthen this combating against IUU fishing.
Mr. Bigler says he hopes more Pacific countries will also ratify the agreement.